The House Armed Services Committee wants to raise troop levels and up their pay. You might call it guns and butter. But getting the money would take some serious finagling with the budget. The 2017 authorization draft pulls out all the budgetary tricks to fund added requirements and stay under the budget deal caps. More now from Federal News Radio, Scott Massioni.
The House Armed Services Committee is pulling some budgetary acrobatics to try and fit everything at once into the $610 billion budget allowed by the budget deal. Last week, the committee announced it was planning on upping the raise active military members will get in 2017 from 1.6% to 2.1%. That's not all, though. The committee also said it wanted to increase the number of active duty military troops by 27,000. House Armed Services Subcommittee on Military Personnel Chairman Joe Heck said the committee's trying to tie the military pay increase to the Employment Cost Index. That index measures how much private sector wages will increase per year. As for the troop increase, here's House Armed Services Committee Chairman Mac Thornberry during a speech in Washington.
I think our job in the annual NDAA, which we have passed every year for 53 straight years, is to try to meet the needs that we see today. And just to clarify, we're not increasing the Army. We're just preventing it from being cut anymore. And there's some very small increases, I think, in Marines and
Air Force?
Yeah. But we're not, we're not increasing the end strength of the Army. We're just trying to stop the cuts to give the next president at least a little better military capability to work with.
Of course, those additions to the defense budget will cost money. And President Obama's budget request went all the way to the cap set by the budget deal. That means the House Armed Services Committee needs to find the money to fund their requirements. The committee's suggesting some serious maneuvering to do that. Right now, the defense budget is $551 billion in base budget funds and $59 billion in overseas contingency operations, or OCO funding. OCO funding is for emergency wartime spending and is not subject to sequestration caps. But in the budget deal, Congress kind of said it's trying to keep OCO at about $59 billion. To fund the committee's requirements, Thornberry wants to take $18 billion out of OCO and move it into the base budget. That still leaves the top line at $610 billion, but the base budget is now $574 billion and OCO is $41 billion. So you're probably wondering, what about that $18 billion hole in OCO for the war? Well, Thornberry says the $41 billion will last until April. At that point, there will be a new president. And in April, a new president can decide if the $18 billion is needed. The president may say more is needed, or possibly less. Here's Thornberry again.
So that's why I say the new president has the opportunity to look at those activities. Maybe he or she does not want to have a quadrupling of the European Reassurance Initiative. Maybe he or she decides that it's hopeless against ISIS or whatever it is, and chooses to reduce those OCO-funded activities, in which case you don't need as much money. Maybe the new president says that President Obama got it just right. Maybe the new president says he's not doing enough. And in those cases, then the new president can ask for a supplemental to finish out the rest of the fiscal year at whatever level he or she thinks is appropriate. The new president's going to do that anyway. And so this gives us the chance to have some decent capability to hand off to the next administration without the cuts in the Army and so forth that we were talking about. And as they do that evaluation, then they come to Congress and say, okay, here's what I think ought to be done.
The problem with that is that Congress just isn't great with deadlines, especially when it comes to money. Just look at how many continuing resolutions have happened in recent years. So what happens if next April comes up and the president has his request in, but Congress can't agree on a spending bill for extra money? Will troop funding overseas stop? That's the question on everyone's mind, but some people say this move isn't unprecedented. Here's Justin Johnson, senior policy analyst at the Heritage Foundation, to explain.
In fairness to Thornberry, the case that I've heard people make is in President Bush's last year in office, he actually only requested a part year OCO for whatever fiscal year, fiscal year 2009, because his thinking, President Bush's thinking, was that the new president would want to make decisions that would affect, troop numbers in Iraq and Afghanistan, and so, a year-long OCO number would be sort of premature. So the argument would be in this case that, a new president may want to increase troops in Afghanistan or Iraq or elsewhere, that would require a supplemental funding bill anyway. But there are some holes in that thinking.
There's also the problem of another fund. The extra money would create a second emergency wartime fund, and experts already call OCO a slush fund for the Defense Department. OCO was originally only supposed to pay for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and any other emergencies that came up. But as sequestration became part of the conversation, Congress started using the fund to pay for some base budget items. Since OCO isn't capped by sequestration, it opened up new avenues of funding for the committees. However, that method didn't give DOD any ability to plan for funding and left the department uncertain about what funding it would get. After all this talk, it's important to remember, though, that this is only a bill. The committee still has to pass the bill, along with the House and Senate, and the president has to sign it. And even though this bill is passed more than 50 years in a row, a lot of things can still change. The extra requirements are already drawing criticisms from Democrats. Here's one of the House Armed Services Committee's top Democrats, Susan Davis, during a subcommittee markup, talking about the pay raise increase.
Although, Mr. Chairman, I certainly support continued pay raises for our service members, I am concerned that by increasing them above the requested amount, we are taking funds from other critical priorities, including readiness. Any additional money to a military family's budget counts, no doubt about that. But to give you a sense of the scale involved, this additional 0.5% pay raise will provide an E4 with an additional $11 a month. But that will cost a total of $330 million, which must be taken out of somewhere else in the budget. This week, Fox News has been highlighting aviation mechanics in the Marine Corps who have to scrounge for parts because they do not have the funding to purchase them in order to keep their combat aircraft flying. That is readiness money, which keeps our troops supplied and ready to fight. And this proposal would further raid those accounts in order to fund a pay increase of $11 a month.
The NDAA has a long road ahead, and nothing's yet set in stone. In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.